up in the huddle, just reading coverages, all that stuff. You know, it's a day-by-day thing, so, you know, we got a long way to go still, and we're just trying to go in the right direction every day. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, JB ran a great route, you know, got open and, you know, just let it fly, really. You know, he line gave me plenty of time. They did a great job up front, and it turned out a nice play. Don't underthrow it. Let it out there.
You practice in front of thousands of fans every day. Is it very different tonight other than being darker?
No, not really. Being in the stadium is always nice. It's a great atmosphere. You know, we got the new club seats over there, so, you know, just a different atmosphere than the practice field, but, you know, basically the same stuff.
You have a day where you take almost all the reps like you did today. How much can you grow in getting that many opportunities with the guys out there with
Tom? Oh, a ton. I mean, every rep matters, and, you know, when you get an opportunity like this to come out with the guys and, you know, have the majority of the reps, it's a good thing. You know, you got to take advantage of it.
You have a chance to get into a groove then when you start taking that many snaps here as opposed to switching back and forth?
Yeah, you know, it's more game-like, I would say, than switching back and forth. And so, you know, that definitely benefits you going forward.
What you would want to get a bulk of the reps with, maybe the starting center and some of the top targets, you know, in the event that you would have to start if Tom is out?
You know, we rotate a ton. That's not my decision. So, you know, coach likes to rotate guys in and out. And whenever I go in, I'll do my best.
How do you work on building chemistry with those guys?
That just comes naturally. You know, it's just the more reps you get with guys, you know, you go out there and we're switching in and out tons of guys in first group, second group, and tons of things like that. But you always want to be faster and faster. I mean, there's good defensive lines in this league, and, you know, the faster you get it out, the better.
You have that clock in your head going, like, it's time, the ball's got to be going?
Yeah, I think just naturally.
I mean, Bill said to us that he doesn't see first teamers, he doesn't see it as second teamers. Everybody contributes the same.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way you look at your role as quarterback on this team, not first team, not second team, even with Tom being the starting quarterback?
You know, I can't really worry about it. It's not my decision when I go in or where I go in. So, you know, whenever coach puts me in, I just have to take advantage of the opportunity, really.
What do you learn? What do you try to take away from tonight?
As far as what do you mean?
Just what can you take away as far as the team and how you guys are looking right now from
the night? You know, we got a long way to go. That's you know, that's a training camp sport, though. I mean, you come out here every day, it's a grind, but you know, you enjoy going through it with the guys. It's awesome to be in front of all these fans. I mean, I don't know how many people were here tonight, but it was an awesome atmosphere.
Do you zero out, like, after every day? It's okay, this day we're gonna get better than the next day. Do you have to zero out?
I wouldn't say that specifically, but, you know, you always want to keep improving. You always pick out things. I'm pretty critical on myself, and, you know, I think that's a good thing.
Guys, let's take two more.
I'm sorry, Mr.
You know, you're still relatively new on this team, but mm-hmm. What have you seen so far from the way the team walls out distractions and just focuses on the field stuff?
You know, it's like you said, we got focused on the field stuff. It's training camp time, and I think that's what we're focused on right now.
Jimmy, you say you get some reps with a variety of guys. Do you ever know before practice? Because it's been different each day. Do you ever know before practice how many you're going to take with you?
Never. It's always a surprise.
All right, guys.
Thanks, guys.